Couple more quick questions, yes, which will lead to about 16 more, I know, yeah. Okay.
We are referred to as being created a little lower than the angels. That implies that the angels are creation a little bit superior to us.
That's right. The angels are a little superior. We're created a little lower than the angels. Yeah.
Right.
And Christ was too. Peter was in prison, and we're going to deal with this later, by the way, because that comes up in Acts a little later. The angel came, set him free, and he walked right through. Yeah.
That word there is Elohim. It's a little lower than Elohim, isn't it? Or as the word of God comes through us, Jesus said.
Right. The word is Elohim, made a little lower than the angels, and his crown of glory and honor. That's in Psalm 8, and the word is Elohim.
It's really a little lower than the Elohim then?
Yeah, but it's interpreted in the book of Hebrews as the angels, a little lower than the angels. And so,
Elohim means a personage of power and authority.
Right, Elohim means a person of power and authority.
Even the judges and magistrates of Israel were called Elohim.
That's right, even the judges were called that. Because the letter Lamed in Hebrew, which is what we call the L, is pictured as kind of a almost a hook. It's a kind of a, it's almost like an L shape. It's almost like a shepherd's crook, you know, upside down. It literally means authority. Authority. And the word L is two Hebrew letters, the Aleph and the Lamed. The Aleph, which means an ox, means the strong or the first or primary. The Lamed is authority. It's literally an ox goad. It's that which is used as the authority to move the ox. The word El, Aleph Lamed, literally means the first authority, top authority. That's what the word literally means. And Elohim is just the plural of that. That's kind of the etymology if you really get into the actual Hebrew word itself. So El is a very interesting word.